All right, and we're up and going. Kira King of Vibe Healthy, how the heck are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. You are not an easy person to tie down. We had quite the back and forth trying to get this time slot for you.
Yes, with the little ones and being a what they call now mompreneur, it's very difficult to kind of get everything situated, and but you make it work because, you know, you're passionate about what you're doing and you have this like inner drive to want to forge ahead. So you make it work with the kiddos. So
exactly. I definitely appreciate the level of communication you were able to give to me and able to get this going. So thinking about, you know, striving forward and doing what you're passionate about, what is Vibe Healthy and what all goes into your business, what you do for people?
So Vibe Healthy is my health coaching practice. I trained as a health and wellness coach, and I have a huge background in personal development as well. My grandfather is a executive and leadership coach, wrote Tribal Leadership. And so I kind of grew up in the conversation with my parents and my whole family, not only in coaching, but also in the performing arts. But so I have this whole background with me, and I noticed that, you know, having this background, I grew up in the personal development conversation from a very young age. And then I went into performing arts as a career. And then upon kind of switching careers now, I realized how much that background is actually helping me in my coaching. So Vibe Healthy is all about, for me, my purpose, I feel like, is helping create a world of vibrant, healthy people, because then we'd all live in a better world, right? If everyone was healthy, and health as the basis of that personal development, because without health, you have nothing. So I help clients to become, you know, first focus on, it's all actually combined. So I like to say I first focus on their physical health, but really it's physical, mental, emotional, all at the same time. But I end up putting them through kind of a personal assessment of their life and going through their whole health history and then determining what area of their life they want to focus on first. And also, while also kind of curating a personal nutrition program and working with them in what fits in their lifestyle and establishing healthy habits. So.
Okay. So if somebody comes to you and they're, you know, say they're obviously a little out of shape or whatever, but they, once you do your assessment and you talk to them and they say, well, I don't necessarily want to focus on my physical appearance as of yet. What does that look like? Do you normally say just okay, we won't focus on that first. We'll do, you know, we'll go down the path that you want, but then we'll still put a meal plan together to kind of maybe help influence a little bit of the physical as well with whatever they're wanting to focus on, say like, you know, emotionally or things like that.
You know, it's very rare that somebody would actually say, I don't want to focus on my physical health, because I feel even the most healthy of us, there's always something. You know, I had a client, she was a lawyer. She's actually in really good health. And, but she wanted help with accountability in, you know, being able to establish and keep going with those healthy habits and establishing mindfulness and meditation and keeping up with her yoga. And, you know, so there's always something that relates to physical wellness. I've actually never come across somebody who's like, you know what, I don't want to actually focus on that at all. But I have come across people who think that's all they want to focus on, and they don't really want to focus on the emotional or mental side of things, but that ultimately ends up coming up anyway, right? So that's, you know, a lot of times that's why I do a lot of these personal self-assessments, and I spend quite a bit of time in the beginning on this, because sometimes people don't know what they want or even need, you know, so that helps them to really get clear. Clarity is so important. Get clear on what they actually need, and all of that mental and emotional stuff affects their physical health. So if all they're thinking is they need a good exercise and nutrition plan, what ends up coming up for them is usually some other stuff. And we will go back in and go over, you know, past trauma or things like that if that comes up. And that affects your physical health. So it's usually the other way around, to answer your question.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in your experience, the physical generally comes first, and then it leads into the mental, emotional, spiritual side of things for your clients.
Right. Because we're focused on more of the exterior. I want to be in better shape. I want to look good, you know, or I want to feel better even. But the emotional side, people don't necessarily know that that translates into the physical health or that affects it at all. And also it's harder. It's a lot more work to go into that, right? That's all the internal stuff. I really enjoy getting to the root of things and helping people dive deeper. I love diving deep with people. It's like, so, you know, so gratifying, you know, and having these kind of immediate breakthroughs, and it's just really awesome. So
it is very awesome. I can 100% relate with you on that. Part of what I do in my off time as more of a hobby nowadays is I'm also a martial arts instructor and been in martial arts for years. And one of my greatest joys is watching anybody that I'm working with have those little breakthroughs, those little realizations. And sometimes, like you're saying, it can tie back into, you know, deeper issues or learning processes that they didn't even realize this is how I actually do process information. And once you get those little keys, just the whole world opens up to how to better relate and communicate to that person to get them to where they need to be. So yeah, I 100% agree with that. Yeah. So going back a little bit into your family and experience history, you said that your great grandfather wrote
Tribal Leadership.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I have actually had that book recommended to me. So it is so awesome to be sitting here with a person who's had direct relation with that, the person that wrote that book. That's amazing. That really, you know, there's book, quote unquote, book learning or school learning how to do something. And there's actually being just right in the middle of it. And you were right in the middle of it all growing up.
Right. And he's actually my mentor now. Like, I speak with him monthly. He travels a lot. He's in the Middle East a lot. But I, you know, he's keynote speaker a lot of places, and I'm able to touch base with him monthly and kind of have a really deep, we're both like love, you know, these deep conversations. And I notice for a lot of other people, like it's too intense or it's too deep, but we both can really get into things and cover so many different aspects of transformation, of coaching, of, for him, you know, tribal leadership was about building really successful teams and the different levels of that your company could have in their organization. And that for me, that book is a little above my head right now, as far as like, I don't have a team to manage yet. It's kind of just me and some, you know, I've learned all the tools that I need to learn for my business myself because I wanted to, right?
Right.
And moving forward, I will need that. I will need that in building a successful team, but there's different concepts in it that are really beneficial to anybody, right? Such as triads, kind of being a connector and connecting different people and having this really great foundation of different triads around you. But not to get into that, I'm getting off topic now. I don't even know where I was going with this, but anyway, I touch base with him monthly, and I'm really honored to get this time with him. And he always tells me, he's like, you're the most like me out of anybody. You're the most like me And so it kind of, you know, adopting a lot of the stuff that he has built over the years and incorporating it into my health coaching has been really interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing to be able to have that person in your life. And like you said, to be able to have that likeness and just immediately be able to go into those deeper conversations where all of the real stuff gets hashed out and figured out, and to be able to just jump right into something like that with a person who has lived that kind of experience is just incredibly valuable. I'm definitely happy that you have that in your life.
Yeah, me too. It's invaluable. So
speaking of your company and your journey, how long has Vibe Healthy been around?
Not too long. So I kind of just switched careers a couple years ago, and I was actually, what brought me to doing that is that I was in a super toxic relationship with the father of my children, my ex, and we were together for 9 years. And, you know, I was in a state of, you know, he was, yeah, I'm just going to put it out there, like crazy abusive narcissist. And I stayed in the relationship for many years, and I was in a state of stagnant, like I didn't know what was going on. I was, you know, suppressed for so many years in doing what I wanted to do, and then having kids and then having to deal with this person constantly, I could never flourish and branch out and do what I wanted to do. So, early on in my 20s, my performing arts career kind of, I took a switch to modeling, and then that kind of phased out because I was in, you know, I did some good jobs and whatever, but I ended up being in this toxic relationship and things just went all by the wayside. And I thought, you know, I'll get back to it, but I never ended up being able to do that. But then I realized with my passions of natural health and wellness and nutrition, and, you know, so I ended up signing up with this health coaching program, IIN, and I realized that I was actually really good at the coaching part in helping people, right? And so then I was like, wow, like I'm combining all my different talents and passions. This is the direction I want to go in. And so I ended up doing that and ended up leaving the relationship, which was awesome and the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Of course. Right?
So even though it's hard with the kids on my own, it's been so amazing. My family's, you know, been there for me and the kids, and it's been awesome to kind of just have control over my life again and be able to flourish and build this business. So to answer your question, it's only been around for about a year and a half.
About a year and a half. Okay.
When I really started coaching and having clients and building this. So
right now the company or the organization you mentioned, IIN, I've obviously never heard of that. Like do they offer like any kind of like national certification or anything like that, or like I just, you know, educate me a little bit more on that, because I've never heard of them.
It's the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, so it's the largest nutrition school in the world. And you are able to take that certification and get like an international certification, but it is recognized nationally. And it's a really great holistic approach to health coaching and nutrition.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it's not necessarily like an internet like module based learning like you see all over these days. Like everybody's got a course to sell. It's more of an established, like accredited type of organization.
It is. I did still do it online. But there's a lot of kind of in-person or interactions you have to do as far as, you know, the practice coaching and having to actually go out there and start coaching while you're in the program. And okay. So there's a lot of practical application, but it is online. It didn't start online. It started in New York, and there were live conferences. That's how it started, but it is online, and it's yeah, it's a great program. So.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. So you've got that accreditation, the family history of being able to coach and lead, and then going into the physical side of things, do you have a background also as like a personal trainer or anything like that?
I'm actually about to get NASM certified as a personal trainer. So I being a dancer my whole life, I never really thought I would go that route because I was more into the artistic side of movement. And I know so much about the body, just working with my body and working with students over the years. But I ended up saying, you know what, I'm really interested in fitness that can fit all different types of people, not just dancers, right? Because dancing is an art form and it's awesome. And anybody can dance. Like anybody can dance, and it's the oldest, one of the oldest art forms out there, right?
Well, I beg to differ on that. You do not want to see me on the dance floor.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's in us, you know, you could get into it. But what I'm is interested in, and I've always, even since my dancing days, which I still dance, but you know, ever since really training at that high level, I've always been interested in natural movement and primal movement. So as soon as I get my personal training certification, I will probably go deeper into the natural movement side of things, right? So.
That's an interesting phrase to me, natural movement, especially, you know, with my background as a martial artist, I connected more with the Chinese style of martial arts, which is more circular and fluid movement versus the Japanese, which tends to be more like linear and angular based. Mm. So going into your natural movement, what you just mentioned there, what's the difference between that and like, I guess, unnatural movement?
Well, I wouldn't say that functional movement is unnatural per se. I think there's a place for it, you know, and there's a lot of great things to traditional functional movement in helping people achieve the body they want. And that's why I'm learning all about that first so that I can have that base, right? But it's the same principle that applies to the nutrition and to my whole philosophy pretty much on life is like, what are we supposed to be doing as human beings, right? And I know that's the whole thing behind paleo and all of those, but I don't really subscribe to a specific diet per se, but I do like to incorporate parts of that and say, you know, what is your ancestry? What are we supposed to be doing as human beings? This is not, you know, because I personally have never been able to sit still or sit at a desk for too long, or, you know, my body starts hurting. My body starts screaming at me. I'm like, please move me. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that the people that don't have that approach or have that reaction, they've just gotten used to it, right? But it's not necessarily how we're supposed to operate. And ultimately, even those people will have a lot of problems down the line. But I'm all about getting to the root of things and doing what's most natural to us. And that just goes along with the natural way of going about nutrition in the way that I do with people, and the same with movement. You know, sometimes these traditional, what they call, like I said, functional movement with personal training, it can be really good if you know exactly what to do and how to customize it to the individual. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, I mean, you see injuries all over the place, right? And I think that you know, taking a more of a, like I said, a customized approach and a natural approach to movement. There's so many different ways to move the body, and I don't think that it should be confined to these, you know, like, let's say take a lunge, for example, like a lunge going lunge back on each side. Mm-hmm. it's really good to stay in form, but at the same time, our bodies move in all these different directions, and really incorporating that into the exercise, of course, having somebody there to help you with form and not get injured is important, right? If you don't naturally have that background, like I have a huge background in ballet and modern dance and all these things that I can do whatever I want with my body. But somebody who doesn't have that background, they need to be, it's a gentle transition into being able to do it. But I just, like, again, I'm just going off on a tangent, but I just feel like people, we move in all different directions, and to establish that type of flexibility along with that strength in all different ways is really important.
So in essence, if you've determined that, say, a person needs that lunge for, let's say, their hip and pelvic health, but not necessarily they have to do it the exact same way as everybody else, you'll take a look at their quote-unquote natural tendencies or natural movement, flexibility, whatever, and kind of make sure they're still not going to harm themselves, but also that they're in a form that works for where they are in their development at that point in time. Am I getting that right?
You know, that is true. I would, customize the positioning to that person and what they're able to do. And I would even start off with people doing that type of movement, but then kind of progressing into switching it up a little bit and maybe moving across the floor, doing lunges in different positions, right? And incorporating more muscles as we're moving to get more of like a whole body thing. So I'm going to have a lot of fun with this, and having the basis of the traditional personal training, but then also branching out and developing more of a natural approach.
Yeah, I can see it when you talk about it, the way that your face lights up and you smile, that you really are going to truly enjoy this and put your whole self into it. And it's really going to be a holistic approach. Vibe Healthy, working with you, is going to be a true holistic experience. And I'm excited for your future clients.
Thank you. And I'm even incorporating now more, with my one-on-one individual clients, healing, like more healing modalities in even our sessions together, right? So guiding them through, maybe they have emotional stuff they need to get through, suggesting tapping for them, and even guiding them through a tapping session on themselves. And that's emotional freedom technique, if you've ever heard of it. That can be really beneficial in bringing those emotions to the surface. And, or doing I do breathing, deep breathing with my clients. I do meditation, short meditation sessions to get them into that, because that can be hard to start on your own. So all these things, incorporating all of that into the sessions as well, I think really, really help you change your state of mind. And that's necessary for faster transformation,
Yes. Yes, it absolutely is. So you're bringing more of the physical and the mental connection in order to help people release or work through the emotional barriers that they might have. But you're not necessarily like trained as any kind of a counselor or anything, are you?
No. It's very much coaching and psychotherapy are very much connected. But I would have to say, it's a lot of the same things. And I think it's really great if you have a really good understanding of, psychotherapy, which I do. But it's different in the sense of we're looking, coaches, I think, are looking more for, practical application and kind of holding the client's hand through developing these new habits and I'm just obsessed about habits and behavioral change. Like, I love learning about it, and I love seeing what different techniques work with different people, and kind of just accelerating that transformation, because there's a lot that can be said about, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, like talking about things and getting that all out. And that's really, really beneficial. But to accelerate the transformation in the way of like having a lot of that, you know, kind of talking about things and having somebody that is experienced and can listen and then have suggestions moving forward. But I'm interested in people seeing results right away. And so the way to do that is to change your physical state and to change your mental state. And to change your mental state, you're like, the fastest way is to change your physical state.
Yeah, that is very true. Because once people start seeing the results from the physical application, the mental motivation really picks up and really gets going. So yeah, I've definitely seen that and agree with that as well. Mm-hmm. So speaking of clients, can you tell me what your, like, if you had to imagine like the perfect client, like in your head, like if you could imagine this person and just think, oh my God, like this is the person that I want to work with. Like I can do so much for this person and they're motivated, they're ready to go. Like what would that ideal client look like for you?
Well, you just said a little bit of that already. So somebody who's actually ready and motivated, I think really, really helps, because, you know, you've got to really want it yourself. And I can help you through the process, but ultimately it's you who's going to be doing the work, right? So, I really enjoy working with, I'm all about, you know, kind of taking somebody who's in a rut, or, you know, they're living even an above average lifestyle, but there's things that they want to work through. And, you know, a lot of people would call these people high performers, right? So people who are performing at a high level in certain areas, like in career or, you know, but they have other things that they need to up level, and that maybe their life looks amazing on the outside, but they don't feel that way on the inside, right? And so, you know, somebody who's, you know, highly motivated, they're ready for change, you know, because it's really hard for people to change, but it's possible. The first thing is wanting to change. So somebody who's ready for that, and that's the whole thing with me, even going more in the direction of fitness, you know, people who are more fitness oriented as well, and they want to level that up at the same time, and just kind of reaching your peak body or peak performance, and then also like achieving happiness and fulfillment in life, right? So I don't necessarily want to work with people who are, let's say, have major health issues or are in bad health, and getting them to normal. I'm more interested about people that are kind of at the normal range health-wise and getting them to extraordinary.
Okay. And you kind of just like I did with your lead in there, you kind of touched on my next lead in, which is the thing that not a lot of people want to talk about, is what is your nightmare client? Somebody that you just think, oh God, I do not want to work this person. Please don't pick me.
Oh goodness. Well, I mean, I wouldn't take somebody on that didn't fit with me, right? So I am very selective about who I work with. But I don't know, if I was doing a, you know, consult with somebody and there was red flags everywhere, it would probably be somebody who wasn't sure, wasn't, like I said, motivated. You really do have to be in a certain state of mind of wellness, of health, to be able to move forward to that extraordinary level that I'm talking about. So I'm trying to think of like a nightmare client. Just, yeah, I mean, I thankfully I haven't experienced that yet, and I don't think I will, like I said, because it's really important to be selective. So
okay.
Somebody who's just not helping themselves, I think, like that would be really hard to work with.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in your training and in your, you know, your family experience and things like that, is that where you've got your ability, your ability to really nail down that ideal client or who you're looking for? Is, do you think that's why you've never come across a client like that yet?
No, I don't think that my background had anything to do with that. I've done a lot of work in the last year in clarifying my ideal client, who I want to work with. And I've tried out a lot of different types of people, I would say, in starting. And I've narrowed it down to the type of person that I think I'm most experienced also to work with, and who I, you know, who I'd be best suited to work with, and also the other way around, who's best suited to work with me. So I think that just came through that clarity of just keeping on revisiting that question as I'm getting started. And it took me like pretty much a year to get to that place of like, this is who I want to work with, but it makes complete sense. You know, one of the things in my industry for women, for female health coaches, is that most female health coaches work with women. So I thought that that was the model for success. And I thought that that was the direction I should go in. I should work with women.
Okay.
But then I realized who I am, a very athletic person, and I'm not saying like women are athletic just like men, but I'm saying, well, why am I omitting this whole group of people, right? Men, and I can work with them too. And if I'm getting people that, men or women, who want to get in this peak shape and achieve a higher level of fulfillment in their life, I didn't want to, you know, limit myself. So I'm kind of doing something that a lot of female health coaches don't do, and working with men as well. And so it can be anybody really, but it, you know, kind of, 30 to 40 type of age range, and really, you know, in that place of like, I want to start focusing on my health as well as looking toward their higher purpose. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So in thinking about, you know, who you want to work with, and really narrowing that down and finding out who that is, let's go into more of the, I guess you could say, the technical or the tool side of business. Like, how are you finding these people and attracting them to work with you? Like what are you using to attract those people, like marketing wise, tool wise, things like that?
So I was in a business mentorship program with Grace Lever. She's really awesome. For a little while, and because I didn't know anything about the online world or where I should start, right? So I ended up getting, you know, my email provider is still MailChimp. I do ClickFunnels for the funnels, and you know, I'm using a couple different tools, but I have to say I haven't fully utilized all of that yet. I feel like that's really great for when you want to automate and getting into the, like almost the next stage of business, where I'm really at that place where I want to grow and automate. Right now, I feel like the best thing that I've been doing is, you know, just word of mouth and in-person networking. And I think the online marketing is really attractive to a lot of people, because either they don't live in a place where that in-person networking is possible, or they just don't like the in-person stuff. A lot of coaches tend to be introverts, and they don't really like that, like, part of things, right?
Right.
For me, I'm really cool with that. I love talking to people about what I do. I love networking and all of that. So that's not a problem for me. So I've been able to kind of do that, and I'm still growing and I'm still building that as well. I just moved, to the Scottsdale area like 2 months ago. So I'm still, building my community here. But, as I go, I will utilize more of the online stuff for sure. But at least I have those systems in place. I know what I'm doing more so online. I know what a funnel is. So, right. Now I know my, you know, I have the clarity on my my client that I want to work with. And so I can better, utilize those tools moving forward.
Yeah. So yeah, speaking of networking, that's actually where we met. It was a networking event.
Right.
And, wasn't even planning on really running into you or anything, or I think you were marketing like a website or like web marketing company, and then we ended up talking about our own stuff, which I thought was way too funny.
Yeah, no, and that's how it works. It's never the wrong time, right? You're going to end up talking about your passion wherever you are. So, I mean, yeah, I was helping to promote a web development company, and they're really great. And, I still model on the side. I still do things on the side. And I love learning about the tech world, because that was not my world for the longest time. So just learning about that. And it was highly uncomfortable for me in the beginning. I was like, how am I going to learn this? But then I was like, I want to learn this. Right. So I'm taking, some of my own medicine pretty much. And I always tell people, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So I always try to push myself and outside the box, and, ended up being able to, I'm glad that I've learned all this stuff. Right. So,
yeah, because it's very important. It's the direction that we that's the direction that we as a society are going, is the way that we initially find out about each other or communicate with each other is all going to be based online. And then the most successful businesses and people, I think, will have a way to translate that online connection into real world interactions. And obviously that is where you shine already, is the real world interaction. But being able to open yourself and realize, okay, the digital space is where I'm lacking, so I need to get in there and get on this, is good. And it is, it's taking your own medicine, following your own advice, and it leads to people taking you more seriously about, oh, okay, this person actually lives what she preaches. So it gives you more like credence and authenticity in that. And
definitely, I'm always checking myself. Like, am I taking my own advice right now?
Yeah. And yeah. So, all right. So we covered a little bit of the digital side of things and all that, but
I still think that in person reigns supreme. I really think that word of mouth and personal interactions, even though the online stuff is really great and it can really help you grow and, when you get to that place, but really that the personal face-to-face, that it beats everything. I mean, and we've lost a lot of that these days in having all this social media interaction and doing so much online, that people, I feel people really crave live events and things that you'll have that personal one-on-one connection. And that's why I'm like, my whole goal was to kind of do most of my coaching online, like how we're doing like a Zoom conference. And I do a little bit of that, and that's fine. I will continue to do that. But I really, really like in-person, connection as well. And I think it's just really, really powerful to have, that energy, that energetic exchange, and have my client even get to feel my energy in person. Right. So that's,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I absolutely agree. And I think that we as a society right now are starving for more of that real human experience. And that's one of the reasons that why I wanted to start this whole thing, is because, you know, you see a lot of people now that are advertising their stuff, or they're doing courses where it's just them talking into a camera, talking to the client, whatever. And I think there's a lot more value that can be had from a one-on-one conversation, be it online or be it in person. There's a lot more little nuances and value that can be derived from actually, you know, taking the time to sit down and talk with another person. And that's a big reason why I wanted to start this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And so, speaking of the one-on-one and the networking connections, how did you get started just moving into a new place? You said you've only been in Scottsdale for a couple months. So just moving into a new place and wanting to start building your network there, how did you start doing that? I think there's a lot of people that can really get some value from your experience on moving to a new place and essentially starting a new network.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, I used to be an introvert, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of upsides to being that way. But as I've gotten older, I see how important it is if you in certain settings to really put yourself out there. And I just talk to anybody that I can talk to. I just wrote this in a blog post the other day, like, go say hi to that person and start a conversation, like do something outside your comfort zone. So, and sometimes it's with my kids and all, you know, but even moms that are supposed to connect, a lot of times we stay very, insular and we don't go out there and even make friends. So, for me, just kind of wherever I go, I see somebody that, I think I will connect with, or I'll just be like, hey, I'm Kira. Like, how are you? What's going on? And so I think using that momentum of first, going to a new place and, being new is awesome, because you can be like, hey, I'm new here. What's going on? This is what I do. Is there anything you know about this that, maybe I can, you know, is there a wellness event that you know of that maybe I can go to or talk to different people? Or, you know, there's always this connection to different things. And I've met a lot of cool people just that way, just organically and just introducing myself. So I would say don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And if you feel a pull to somebody in any way, don't stop that feeling. You know, like, what if you saw me and you're like, hey, I want to say hi. And then you just ended up not doing it. Then we wouldn't be having this conversation, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, and that is something that I've had to work on with myself, because naturally I am an introverted. I'm going to change that. I used to be an introverted person, and I am becoming a more extroverted person. This is something I've been working on for a while now, so I had to stop myself there. But yeah, I especially love what you said about using the newness to a location as a momentum versus using it as a crutch. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, myself especially, you know, years ago, when I moved to the Valley, I didn't use my newness to the area to my full advantage of introducing myself to more people and really putting myself out there. I stayed pretty isolated as far as, you know, the people that I already knew out here and that. But I really love what you said about using the newness as a way to connect and get people excited that you're there.
Yeah, and I think that goes for so many things that we can flip around and make it positive, right? So there's, you know, I can't think of another example right now, but just something that you think would be a bad thing or whatever, just switching it around to be like, make it work for you, right? Yeah. And I think also I learned that in the performing arts world, because when you move to a big city like LA or New York, you have a very short amount of time to start booking jobs, to start, you know, killing it before you're known by everybody. It's a small world. So before you're known by everybody, and then you're old news, right? So when you move to a big city, I moved to New York when I was 18, you know, you have to put yourself out there. You need to start, start showing your stuff, your talent, and book something, right? Because if you spend too much time in that zone of like, and it happens, you know, it happens for a lot of people. They spend many years not booking anything, and then they get this one big break, right? But usually, I'm talking about like majority wise, it's important to start, use that momentum and start, you know, within like, I would say a year or two, like before everybody knows you, you know, really establish yourself and get some type of jobs and momentum going. So,
yeah, it reminds me of kind of a turn of phrase where, you know, you can spend your entire life getting ready, but you're better off just getting going.
I heard a really good quote from James Clear. I'm not sure if you know him, but I follow him. And he said something to that effect. I'm probably going to butcher it, but he was like, when you're not ready, or when you're not in action, like the best thing to do is to start. He was talking about also clarity of direction. So he's like, when you're not, let's say you're not fully clear on what you're doing, it's better just to get in action if you're not already in action. And if you're already in action, the best thing to do is to then start reevaluating and getting clarity on your direction. So it's like, it's that flip-flop, right? You know, the same way, there's nothing wrong with being an introvert, but don't let that be debilitating where it stops you, right? So
right.
The best you can do is start putting yourself out there and start networking and introducing yourself. Whereas maybe if you're too much on that other end, maybe using some time to be more introspective and having some time to yourself can be a really good direction to take, right?
Yes.
So balance. Yes. It's all about balance.
100% balance. Yeah. Yin and yang. Yin and yang, absolutely.
Yes.
Right. Well, we are we're coming up kind of on our hard stop here. So
shame.
If there's
nice conversation.
I've loved this. This is great. I can't wait to see where this goes and where you go. So I'm gonna open the floor for these last few minutes. If there's anything you want to cover, you want to say, just or go into just a shameless plug. Just list all of your websites, list all of your social media. You know, just give it to us all. Where can we find
Vibe? Right.
How can we work with you?
My Instagram is Kyra King. That's Kyra King. Down dash.
underscore.
Underscore.
Is what it's called. Yes.
Kyra King _ Vibe Healthy is my Instagram. I just started a blog. I post on medium.com and it's under my name, Kyra King. And I also just started a YouTube channel. So that's also under my name, and you can find me Vibe Healthy with Kyra King. And I post weekly on both of those. And yeah, I'm super excited about what I'm doing and just want to spread, you know, the ripple effect of health and vibrancy and happiness. So
if you're a motivated, successful person that is lacking in the area of physical or nutritional development, Kyra is the kind of person you need to get in touch with. So
absolutely.
Yes. So go do that.
So you can DM me, you can on Instagram or I usually have links in my YouTube videos and my blog posts as well to schedule in with me if you want a consultation and do a, I call it a life satisfaction assessment, because I think it's all about having that satisfaction in your life that you want in all areas. So
very cool. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time. It was an absolute pleasure. And I look forward to staying in connection with you and maybe doing another one of these kind of as your business evolves.
Okay. Sounds good. Nice talking to you, Brian.
It was great talking to you too, Kara. Have a great day.
You too.